This is Radio 1940 with the Battle of Britain news for today, the 20th of September 1940. The weather today was fair with bright periods and occasional showers. Enemy activity again appeared to be on a reduced scale, but the London area was penetrated by a few aircraft. Counties in the south received some attention, but very little material damage is reported, save for road blockages. However, it is interesting to note that in nearly every case, bombing was in the vicinity of major or minor railways. The one major attack of the day occurred at 1100 hours, when about 100 enemy aircraft, mostly fighters, headed for East Kent, with London as the final objective. The attack was broken up by 20 squadrons of our fighters over Biggin Hill and Kenley, and casualties were inflicted. The enemy turned back at 1135 hours. Between 1300 and 1700 hours, various reconnaissance flights were made in the Straits and in the Kent and Sussex areas. Throughout the day, observation balloons were flying over long-range guns on the French coast. At 1950 hours, London Central received a red warning. This was occasioned by raids of single aircraft from Le Havre crossing the coast between Beachy Head and Selsey Bill. From 21 to 2300 hours, enemy aircraft started to approach this country over Shoreham and Dungeness and north of the Thames estuary. The number of enemy aircraft operating soon diminished, and at midnight the country was clear. Increasing use is being made by the enemy of parachute mines, the explosion of which produces an exceptionally severe blast, but casualties caused by this weapon appear to be comparatively moderate. 124 patrols, involving 540 sorties, were sent up to intercept 150 enemy aircraft by day, and a further 12 patrols, involving 16 sorties, were sent up to intercept 200 enemy aircraft by night. During operations, 6 enemy aircraft were destroyed for the loss of 7 of our own, with 4 of our pilots killed or missing.